that horrible accident on the M62. I know that you've got something you want to say at Parliament. Just what is that regarding the M62?
Well, I think first and foremost, our thoughts are with the lorry driver who was very seriously injured in the accident, and also all those that were affected. But the wider issue is this continued congestion and the series of accidents on the M62 on this really strategic and important Trans-Pennine route, which is causing chaos and extreme delays for many thousands of my constituents who commute over to Manchester every day. And I think it's time now for the Department of Transport and Highways England, which is the agency that looks after our motorways, to seriously look at what can be done to address these issues, which may include more exits to allow motorists to come off the motorways earlier if there is severe congestion, maybe some gates in the middle of the barriers of the lanes, so if there are accidents, people can cross over and come back. And, of course, also more widening as well to alleviate the congestion. So nothing is off the books, and I just want to open a debate on this and start alleviating all this chaos and congestion.
Regarding this debate, in terms of a timescale, if it was your preference, when would you want some of these changes to be made?
Well, I know Highways England are looking into a lot of the changes. We've had the managed motorway scheme on our side of the Pennines between Huddersfield and Leeds, which is where they've turned the hard shoulder into another lane. And that seems to be working pretty well at the moment. It's allowing things to flow. But I think the problems really occur is when there's accidents and, you know, what options there are to motorists that are caught in congestion. Can they get off the motorway earlier and use alternative routes? What information is given to them? And if there's a very, very serious accident, like we saw last week, which closed the motorway for 20 hours, what options are there to get through the central barrier area with the police watching on and supporting it to then go back on the other side of the motorway? At the moment, there aren't many options. So I want all of these things to be looked at.
And in terms of when this debate will start, is there a timescale when you will be putting these motions forward?
Well, the debate is ongoing all the time. And, you know, I want a full debate in parliamentary time, which I've now formally requested and applied for. So I'm waiting for the House authorities to get back and allocate some time for that debate. But, you know, I've raised this question for the Transport Secretary and with the leader of the House last week. So they're well aware of the strength of feeling, and certainly the amount of feedback I've had from other MPs, and also as well, most importantly, from my constituents and from fellow motorists. This is something that really needs to be addressed sooner rather than later.